That was Rolling Hams with their song Reason from the late 80s. You are listening to Marian Music Round Midnight here on WDIF FM 97.5. I'm going to introduce a song that is played by Marian's Bobby Floyd. Bobby was actually the featured artist on the very first issue of Marian Makes Music magazine. And there's a story that our own Tom Photos put together. That article plus a Marian Star article were done about mid-year, right after Bobby had been nominated for a Grammy. He started playing piano at a very early age. His father was a fan of jazz, and his mom was a pianist at their church.
I remember a little story about that, too.
Why don't you share that story?
I will.
You just jump right in
here. I can't wait to share this story. He was, they brought the piano, and they couldn't keep Bobby away from it. And his mom would be in the kitchen doing something, and she'd hear it. And actually, he was making some music. And they looked for a piano teacher, because they said, let's see how much talent this our boy really has. And several people just said, no, he's too young, you can't teach him. He finally got a teacher. They finally got one for him. And she taught him for like 3 years and 4 years and said, that's all, I can't teach him anymore. He's caught up. So that, and you know where Bobby's gone from then. He was just a child prodigy. So Mike, back to you.
Thank you. Bobby graduated from Marian Harding in 1973. That makes him, about 6, 7, 8 years younger than we are?
63.
64. That would be 7 years. Then he went on to attend Ohio State, working towards a music degree. But the road called, and he went on to start playing out in his music career. None of us can relate to the fact when he first started, I guess, that he and his trio at the time were underage playing bars, and there's nothing like having your parents have to sit all night in a bar while you're playing down the street or something like that. So Bobby played with Ray Charles, Count Basie, Mavis Staples, and his own Bobby Floyd trio. We're going to listen to Georgia on My Mind, which was part of an interview done by Scott Houston in 2010 and can be seen on PBS. So here's Bobby Floyd with Georgia on My Mind.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Marian Music Round Midnight. That was Bobby Floyd with Georgia on My Mind. Tom, you're up.
All right. We're going to hear a track from the album Live at Benny's, Blues That'll Make You Smile. Episode 5, we featured another recording by this band. It's live, and the musicians are Mark Kreis on keyboards, Joe Crump on sax, and Randy Ross on guitar. What I love about this album, it's the party atmosphere. You get the back and forth between the crowd and the musician, and well, it's just a fun party record. So here's Kreis, Crump, and Ross doing Angelina.
Dreams have gone. know my heart is aching, and all my dreams have gone.
You just heard Angelina by Kreiss, Crump, and Ross. The next track is from a four-piece band out of Columbus, Courtney from Work. But there is a Marion connection. It's Connor Hanna. Tim, you know a little bit, a little something about Connor, don't you?
Yes, Connor's my grandnephew. He's my, and I'm a bass player, and he's a bass player. My brother John is his granduncle, and he's a bass player. So we come, and my, of course, my twin. We come from a long line of bass players. Mm.
Well, the band members, there's Connor, but there's also Jacob Fournier, a guitarist and vocalist, Colin Cavanaugh, guitarist and vocalist, and Andrew Davis drums. They released their first full-length album in May of this year, but the band's really ready to break in a big way. They're on tour now, it's early November, and they'll be back, but in 2020, they're going to go on a long multi-state tour. Courtney from Work has recorded several tracks for my Central Ohio Musicians projects. Here's one from the Summer of Love album, Courtney from Work performing the Chuck Berry classic, Johnny Be Good.
Courtney from Work with Johnny Be Good. Tim, have you made a selection on your business card of the week?
I have. Not only do we have
is that with is that it with your thumb on it?
No. Oh. No, I'm holding down mine.
Easy now.
40. Anyway, business card of the week. Not only do we do bands, I've got some cards here with music stores and promoters and studios. And since we mentioned Boogie Hill Studios in Mansfield with Jeff Ault and Jerry Hanahan.
Is there a real Boogie Hill?
There was a Boogie Hill Festival in 73 and 75 up near Tiffin.
We are always looking for music to share here on the show. Spencer, how can they get some to us?
Yes, sir. We love to hear and play some of the music that's been made in Marion. Send us an email to info@trueblues975.com. You can send us a file, like an MP3 file to us. Or if you've got it down on wax, you can drop it by the station, and we'll convert it over. We've got the ability to do so. If you've got a record or a tape or an 8-track of your single, we'd love to check it out. You can also check us out on our Facebook page. Just look for WDIF on Facebook, and you can send it to us that way as well.
Everyone, thanks for listening to this session of Marion Music Round Midnight. I'm Mike Kreider.
Tom Williams.
Chickakawa, Tim.
And Spencer Phillips.
Yeah.
We'll see you all next time.